Moncrief on News Talk.
Big news in the pumpkin world, literally. Ian and Stuart Patton, twin brothers from Leamington in England, reckon they've grown the biggest one in the world. Ian Patton joins us now. Afternoon, Ian.
Hi.
I suppose the first thing is, could you give us an idea how quickly these pumpkins grow?
Extremely quickly. So it takes about 2.5 months to get a plant big enough to get a female flower ready to pollinate. But from pollination, so the size of a golf ball to the size we've got them now, well over 2,600 pounds. I'm not sure what that is in kilos, but it's a lot. Just about 120 days.
Yeah. So would you kind of go to bed and then 24 hours later be able to visibly see how much it's expanded by?
Oh, yeah. So sorry, everything's in pounds. But it's, okay. It's because the Americans do it in pounds, so that's where we do it. We would typically get ours, when they're growing at their quickest, to grow 70 pounds a day for 10, 15, 20 days.
God, that's remarkable. And how much love and attention do they need during this period?
Well, from a lot. We probably spend... I grow them with my twin brother, Stuart. We have 6 plants. And we spend, normally when they're growing really quickly, about 6 hours a day together. So 3 hours each, every single day of the week, including Saturdays and Sundays. They don't have a day off.
Yeah. And you have to be very meticulous about how much you water them, the temperature, and as I understand it, CO2 as well.
Yeah. So they munch CO2. Like everyone knows, plants are really good for the planet. Because they eat CO2. In fact, they give it off at night a bit, but during the day, they munch through it. They love it. So also, we have to keep the temperature fairly warm. So we've got ventilators. They're all grown inside, so we keep them about 20, 21 degrees. Watering, they get watered 5 times a day. And when they're just plants, they don't get too much. We treat them mean and keep them keen, as it were. And then, but once that pumpkin's about the size of a beach ball, they must never dry out. So they will get probably about 130 litres a day divided up into 5.
Crikey.
So that they, because you can imagine if they're growing 70 pounds a day, that's equivalent to 70 pints of water.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of water just for the pumpkin, let alone the plant.
Yeah. How many pumpkins do you have at the moment that you think could potentially break the world record?
2 can definitely break the world record. So we know that by... we measure them with a tape measure, and that's why we're back to inches again. So we measure the circumference. We measure from side to side. And we measure from front to back. And typically, so the diameter is over 20 feet. It's quite, I find that staggering, that figure, over 20 feet round. So we add all of those inches together. And the magic number is 500 inches. Only about 12 pumpkins have ever taped 500 inches or more. Well, we've got 2 of those RARs. We've got 2 in here that are well over 500 inches. So that's good. And we've got another one that is smaller, but it will probably weigh very heavy. So, because sometimes, obviously, we're measuring them, the official weight has to be onto a proper load scale to weigh them.
Mm.
And we don't know until they're lifted.
Yeah.
And
the official weighing, does that happen within the context of a competition you'll have entered?
It does. So we enter what we call, what is known as GPC Wales. So that's the Great Pumpkin Commonwealth. So they have loads of rules. So it's a level playing field for everyone. So there's no skullduggery and all the rest of it. So, and they have Wales starting in the southern hemisphere, so Australia, New Zealand, right the way up to places like Japan. I think there's one in there as well. Right the way up, even to Alaska.
Wow.
And when you think, see someone with a moose outside their greenhouse, it's quite funny. Quite surreal, almost.
Now, and so I assume at some point you're going to have to transplant or transport these pumpkins. Is that a bit of a nervous procedure?
It's become difficult because our soil is really soft and light and fluffy, and then we take a man or two in, so, because it has to be a big machine to lift these up.
Mm.
In fact, someone compared it with the size of a rhinoceros, but I'm no idea about that, whether it's true or not. But they are massive. You know, even by our standards, you know, I'm looking at them now, and when you stand by them and look at them, you think, no, really, did I grow that? But lifting them, so we have a harness that drops down over the side, and then we rope that, and we sort of scoop them up. But the Manitou sinks into the ground, so we have to get our 2-ton digger in and dig all the soil to one side. It took us 4 hours to get one out the other day.
Wow.
And that went to Spain, a Spanish whale.
Yeah, crikey. And once, like, you've gone through various competitions, what happens to the pumpkins afterwards?
We normally do as much as we can for charity. And, you know, in the past, we've made them into boats, put outboard motors on the back. That's pretty good fun. We had one carved last year for Macmillan Nurses. Two of them will go. One's going to the Malvern show this weekend, next weekend. That's going to be carved at the show by a professional carver. And then we have one going to Sunnyfields. That's the show in Southampton. And that would just be on display, I think.
Yeah.
So people can get, you know, it's good because you get the kids on there and it makes like really surreal pictures.
Yes.
And you get them on there and then you can go and talk to them and, you know, we give a few seeds away and smiles on faces. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, indeed. Ian, we look forward to reading that you are the new world record holders, you and your brother Stuart. Ian Patton, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.